What's up, everybody? This is your host, Mia, and this is Chit Chat with Mia. And I'm back for another episode. I promised you guys a OJ Simpson case, and we're going to start with that. We're going to start part one, the OJ Simpson case, about Nicole Brown. I don't know why I was thinking Anna. Probably because I got a case, I wouldn't say it's really a case, right? As more so as it is a topic to talk about. And I was thinking about Anna Nicole Smith. So, so let's get into it. This is, like I said, part one, OJ Simpson case about Nicole Brown. Nicole Brown was born on May 19th in 1959 in Germany. I believe her mother was German and her father was American. And her parents moved to California. She graduated in 1977, and that was around the time that she actually met OJ Simpson. When she was 18, she was working at a private Beverly Hills club called the Daisy. And she was 18, so this was fresh out of high school. She doesn't have any experience doing anything, and she was just a host at the front door / waitress. And this private Beverly Hills club, the Daisy, OJ Simpson would go there a lot. At the time, OJ Simpson was 30 years old, so that says a lot. And he was very married at the time. He had two other children with Marguerite, which is the wife he was married to at the time that he met Nicole Brown. And he started dating Nicole Brown in 1979. Oh, excuse me. He started dating her around when they first met in 1977, but he divorced from Marguerite in March of 1979. So for a couple of years there, Nicole Brown and OJ Simpson were having an affair. And probably that's what led to the divorce. So Nicole Brown married OJ Simpson on February 2nd, 1985. And then they had two children, Sydney, who was born in 1985, and Justin, who was born in 1988. Which I was thinking, I wonder how do the children feel that they shared together, because I don't believe I've seen an interview with them yet. I will look for one and see if I can find one, but I honestly don't believe I've seen an interview with them. So I'm curious to know what their opinion is on this. I mean, it's really nobody's business, but at the same time, I'm just curious. Nicole Brown and OJ Simpson ran into a lot of domestic violence, were called out to their residence. So OJ Simpson was eventually brought to investigative for domestic violence and spousal abuse charges, which he pled no contest to in 1989. So, you know, apparently there were a lot of these instances. There's pictures out there. I actually, crazy thing, I recorded this episode yesterday, did the whole thing, sit down to edit so I can get it out to you guys, and there was nothing because my microphone wasn't plugged in. So that's why this show's a day late. So I do apologize for that. But yeah, it was, I was like, oh man. And then there was noise outside. I'm like, I can't record like this. So I had everything all set up, and then yeah, no. Life happens, right? So I just thought I'd let you guys know that. But back to the case, Nicole Brown ended up filing for a divorce, stating irreconcilable differences on February 25th, 1992. But it is alleged that she and O.J. Simpson were still dating or seeing each other on and off. This is where my conspiracy theorist comes in, because I myself, my opinion, which we'll get into later on, because this is probably going to be a long segment, because this was the trial of the century, right? So it's definitely going to be a long segment. However, I feel, or from what I've gathered, because I was not, I don't believe, older than six when this happened. And so I just remember just the high speed chase. So I jumped in the middle. I didn't get a clear back understanding, obviously, at six, what was going on. People chanting, "Go OJ, go the juice." And I'm just six, and I'm one. It's not a high speed chase, but there's police behind him, and we're watching this happen on live TV, and it was just like, what's going on type of moment. But then you would hear the talk of people thinking OJ didn't do it, and that they're trying to frame him and all this other, and turn it into the whole race thing. And honestly, I'm not 100% sure about OJ Simpson, but what I've gathered about OJ Simpson so far, my personal opinion, so don't come for me, is my girl, shout out to Stephanie Harlow. Make sure you guys check out her channel. I'm not sponsored by her or anything. I just like her channel, and she's dope, and that's it. She's on YouTube. So anyways, I do believe OJ Simpson had something to do with it. I can't pinpoint his part. He comes across as very egotistical, very narcissistic. So I would say he very well into himself. I would say that he had something to do with it. But there's a theory that Nicole Brown was being stalked. She didn't know by who. I believe the person she was being stalked by was O.J. Simpson's son, Jason, his oldest son, Jason, from his previous marriage. And I believe Jason was obsessed with Nicole Brown. I know I'm stuttering. Sorry. I believe Jason Simpson probably was obsessed with Nicole Brown. Gotta say that line again, because you guys would be like, she's stubborn. No, that's a theory there that I'm like, maybe he was secretly. Maybe he was secretly stalking her. Maybe he thought, because I believe he worked at the restaurant that Ron Goldman worked at as well. We worked in the back, in the kitchen. So, I'll check into that more, because my conspiracy theory will come out later on in the episodes as we go along. But yeah, just thought I'd throw that out there for now. So just keep that in your mind. But that's my whole conspiracy theory of what could have happened. Not to say that O.J. Simpson was not involved. And why would you think that O.J. Simpson wasn't involved if you feel like his son did it and his son was stalking him, or him, her following Ron Goldman, whatever? Because I feel like O.J. Simpson felt his son went to him, probably told him what happened, and he decided to take all of the evidence and felt like he'd have a better chance at beating the case if they're gonna look at him first. And he would have a better chance if he just took the fall of beating the case versus putting his son out there. Will a parent go to great lengths to protect their children? Yes. Will some of us probably cross the line? I feel so. Would I? Absolutely not. You do something, you have to pay for it. Accountability means everything. Could this just be a father protecting his son? Could this be him putting the bug in his ear to go and do it? Could this be a a double team. I mean, there's so many things, right? Because OJ doesn't, we can't believe anything that he says. And speculation is all we're left to live on. I mean, besides his crazy wild book about if he would have did it, which is like disgusting. Anybody would write such trash if you had if you were completely innocent. Period. I'll leave it there. So there was a audio tape of a 911 call which was played at the trial, and it was taken on October 25th, 1993, with Nicole Brown stating that she believed OJ Simpson would beat the shit out of her. And that was their final into that relationship, which essentially is what I believe led to her death. Now, we got to go back to my theory of, well, how would it lead to her death? Well, if let's say he got his son to do that, and his son wasn't actually the one stalking her, and he was the one actually stalking her. And these are just my opinions, my wild conspiracy theories, my thoughts, because that's just what it is. What if he just sent his son over there to do it? Maybe that's why. Because do we really think that a glove, anybody would commit a crime that the glove that doesn't fit hit them? I don't believe the glove was modified. I don't believe that anything happened. I've heard stories of believing that it was in and out of the refrigerator, which is what shrunk it. I don't believe any of that. I believe that you would not commit a crime where you have to wear gloves and then they're not the right fit. Because essentially it defeats the purpose. Because if it was as gory and horrific as described, which we will get into, then his prints essentially would get somewhere because the glove is not fully on his hand. Unless the glove doesn't belong to him and it belongs to someone else, i.e., his son, maybe, allegedly. I don't know. Like, it's just a thought. just my thoughts and my opinions, that's all. So that's what I think as far as the Nicole Brown, about Nicole Brown. And then we'll go to part two and we'll do about OJ Simpson, which will probably be a little bit longer just because OJ Simpson has a lot of history to his name, being that he broke a lot of records in the NFL, and then he also went on to do movies in Hollywood, shows in Hollywood, I believe. I'll get more into that in depth when we talk about OJ Simpson. I will touch on Ron Goldman. I will touch on the timeline of right leading up to the murders. Domestic violence is never okay. Being someone who survived domestic violence or relationship, I can only imagine how hard it was for Nicole Brown to step up and leave her abuser. So that is a commending thing. However, it's unfortunate that she had to pay for her life with her life and two children, innocent children, have to grow up without a mom. And it's just unbelievable to think about, and it's unbelievable that this has never been solved, and now we're left to deal with the what ifs, and that's all this is now is what ifs. Because OJ Simpson, even if he were to come out and say, "I did it," there's nothing that can be done. So that's just, and he would never anyway, so it wouldn't even matter. The book in itself is telling enough. So these are all just my opinions. It's unfortunate. Always sending love and light to the families of the victims. And you know, this is so hard of covering one of those cases where it's unsolved, but kind of solved, but we can't like do any, there's nothing you can do about it. It's just, it is what it is kind of moment. It just really sucks. So I can only imagine what her family feels. I definitely know what it feels to be like in an abusive relationship. So that's unfortunate as well. And then such wasted talent. So, I mean, we'll be back for another episode. I do have some upcoming things to tell you guys about because I don't plan on taking a break like some podcasters are doing. I don't know who's doing that, but I do. I like watch stuff and I see people saying, "Well, I'll be back in the new year," and I'm just like, "What? Why?" So, I have more of the misleading mind we're gonna talk about. I have some other stuff that I'm gonna drop in here. I'm probably gonna review the Chris Watts case, only because so much has happened and this guy will not peace out of the news. And being that I'm so close to it and it's just heartbreaking, I'm gonna definitely talk about that case in between the OJ Simpson case. So we'll do that as well. And you guys let me know what you're interested in hearing, any cases you would like me to review and talk about. Or just I'm going through my Ayurveda and health sciences to become a mental health wellness coach. And I'll tell you guys a little bit more about that at another time, but the goal is to just find yourself spiritually, and I'm taking you guys on that ride with me. So I hope you guys are ready. If you're not, it's going to be episodes on every Wednesday regarding that. So if you don't want to listen on Wednesdays, then hey, I definitely understand, but that's what I got coming. If you're interested in listening on Wednesdays, what a tongue twister. If you're interested in listening on Wednesdays about my spiritual path and things that I'm doing, I'm going to talk to you guys probably for like 10, 15 minutes about it, let you know what books I'm reading, maybe review some books. Who knows? We'll see. I know The Misleading Mind was a very good episode, and I'm going to be back to talk more. I might break it down in chapters, like just my notes and what I gathered from it, and just talk to you guys about it on that Wednesday as well. So I might stretch that episode a little bit longer. Who knows? We'll see. But for sure, true crime is going to be every Thursdays. So if you just are here to listen to true crime Thursday and probably Sunday, because you know I got to get my true crime in there. So Thursdays and Sundays are going to be true crime day. So make sure you tune in if that's all you want to listen to. The rest of the time, we'll talk about mental health, things that we can do for self-care. I'm working on an e-course and some other things for you guys coming the new year. So make sure you guys subscribe or like this podcast so you can get the notifications. And make sure that you guys just, hey, keep listening. I love just talking to you guys. It's very, very nice for me. So, thanks for the support, and I'll be back with another episode tomorrow for you guys. Peace. Have a good evening.